Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 1 hour to go here on ESPN. You know what we forgot yesterday, Del?
What?
Throw Shade Thursday.
Well, I talked to Nick about what he needed for that. So is that Nick's fault or your fault?
It was Nick's fault.
How so? You're the constant on the show, and you didn't remind him?
He's the producer.
But okay. You are... This is home for you. He's a visitor. He's supposed to know that?
Yeah. He's supposed to know that.
You seem like a man placing blame on someone when you were actually to blame.
I was not to blame. He forgot. He's the producer. Runs the show.
Huh. Did you forget, too?
I didn't forget.
What do you mean?
I'm busy. I'm always looking for stories. Uh-huh. I'm doing stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, I am somebody that is busy, busy, busy. I can't be busier. And this is on Nick.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Because Nick isn't running the show, keeping contact with you, making sure the show is running and playing sound and getting... Yeah, he's not busy either. You're right. What am I thinking?
No. So should we do Fire Shade Friday?
No.
What do you mean?
What do you mean Fire Shade Friday?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Fire Shade.
That's not a thing.
Let's fire some shade.
No, we don't have a sounder for that. And besides, the people didn't call in and remind you. Maybe the people didn't even want to throw shade. No one called in and said, hey, we should do it.
No. There was so little. People were not happy with the 10 o'clock hour yesterday.
I saw a tweet from Art saying something along those lines, but I don't know what was
AJ
done.
Stepped in and we did some news of the weird, but that was it.
So what's the difference? Other than Throw Shade Thursday, what was the big difference between a normal 10 o'clock hour?
I don't know. They didn't like you not there or something.
Well, I know. That's what I was leading you to.
Well, that's not it. That can't be it.
Well, I don't know what the difference was then.
That someone would like you? I'm pretty sure that's not the case.
Hmm. Well, I guess we can do it, but no. If there wasn't any enthusiasm about it yesterday, why should we give the people what they want if they don't even really want it?
Well, that's the point. We got to find out. If on Twitter, on Twitch, I got to do my Twitch thing today where I talk to the people.
Can they?
I'm not in studio.
No, you're not.
They can't see me, but I can still answer questions on
Twitch.
That's
true. You can.
Yeah. So we can do that. So if the people want it, well, let us know. Do you want Fire Shade Friday? Let's fire some shade.
Why do you have to make it let's throw Shade Friday. It's fine. You don't have to make
no,
you don't
it's
have to
alliteration.
Throw an F in. I know what you're doing.
You don't know about the business.
The business Fire Shade Friday?
Yeah. Okay. Fire Shade Friday.
Whatever. If you guys want Fire Shade Friday or the more appropriate term or name Throw Shade Thursday, let us know. Twitch. John is following that, and we'll get to it at 10:30 if you want to do it.
Daniel says, first time seeing you, I thought Dale was white, and that's not the case.
I'm not white. I don't.
Are we throwing shade after Nick forgot it yesterday? Bryles Bones asks.
John forgot it yesterday too, everybody. Don't let him off the hook.
All right. The people want it. Todd says the people want it.
I don't know.
Fire Shade Friday.
I don't know who Todd is.
Todd Farquharson, he's your boss. He writes the checks.
He does? I thought David Gal wrote the checks.
Well, Todd looks at David.
He
doing
looks.
It.
In fact, I thought Laura dispensed the checks, really.
Yeah. Well, okay. TJ says Fire Shade Friday. Let's go.
Is TJ going to call in?
I don't know. You got to call in. It's always the producer's fault. Alan said he was my producer over Channel 51. Yep, it pretty much was always
Alan,
your fault.
See, That's your problem, Alan. I don't know how long ago you were John's producer, but I don't know if you know this. I don't shine shoes no more. So if it's John, is John's to blame too? He's a because that's his thing. He's the one who takes the calls, and he didn't remind anyone.
Yeah, no. It was Alan's fault, probably. Still,
I'm sure Alan should have called.
Alan said, "I heard on radio Holly sends picks to players, so it must be true."
See,
I
told you, John.
Yeah,
when you put it out there, and she's not around to defend herself or affirm what you said.
You don't know that she does. You don't know that she doesn't. She hasn't defended herself.
Well, I'm not.
I didn't say I had two sources that know that she did.
Then why did you say it?
Because it could happen. No one knows.
Because it's possible for her to take a picture and DM it to someone because that's the technology that's provided.
That's correct.
But
see,
that doesn't
there
mean
you
a,
have it.
That's a bad way to do business. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's all right. Well, a business is business, okay?
You pick the dirty business is what you do.
It is a dirty business. Radio's a dirty business, Del.
Sorry, Holly. If you not that you're going to listen on the podcast, but this isn't me or Lance. This was John.
I didn't say anything.
Okay.
All I said about the possibility, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all.
Why, you think she's some type of thought?
No, I didn't say anything like that, Holly.
That's why I'm asking. That's
nothing like that.
That's a thought way of doing things. So what do you think she is? Why would she just randomly send pictures?
I don't know what her thirst traps are all about. I don't know. I don't know. So let me ask you something, since you enjoy this.
Okay.
Wait, what did I do, she said?
Yeah, she didn't do anything.
You didn't do anything.
Holly, John suggested that we were talking about college football, and John said, is Holly going to be your co-host on the podcast? And I said...
No, Lance asked you if Holly
fine. He said that. And I said, I don't know that Holly watches a lot of college football. And then John said something along the lines of, well, maybe she's in the pictures to college kids. I was like, what?
Maybe she does. That is not... affirmation. I didn't have any sources. Just asked a question. That's all.
So what you did or didn't do was simply a suggestion by John that you may send photos in the DMs to college players. You can confirm or deny.
That's all. Yeah, maybe if we don't know, Holly. Just that's all we need is a confirmation.
I don't need it.
Does
one
a bear
way or
poop
other.
In the woods? Of course we want it. Now let me go check my mailbox. For my mailbox for these picks that are being sent.
Not your mailbox.
Holly's not sending picks. You're not a college football player.
And plus, she wouldn't be doing it through snail mail either, Nestor.
Yeah. My goodness. It's Instagram. Nestor, you don't know nothing about this.
Check your DMs, not your mailbox.
Yeah. All right. That's all, Holly.
So it looks like we're going to do, as you say, Fire Shade Friday.
Fire Shade Friday.
Coming
up, you better call in, all right? I don't want to hear another bull, okay?
So who would you throw shade at? I feel like if I was in the midst of it, I'd throw it at Jeff Luhnow. That would be my target for...
Really? Jeff Luhnow?
Yeah.
I can't refute it.
I didn't know anything. Well, you can refute it now. I haven't thrown it yet. I didn't know anything. It wasn't me. Stop it.
No, he didn't know anything.
I'm sure he did.
No, I believe him.
I know. I feel like
I wouldn't believe you if you're trying to defend yourself, but I believe him.
Well, I wouldn't.
He's a man of integrity.
Okay, sure. I wouldn't go about it that way. I'd be like, I'm not doing an interview to cover my ass or make myself look better. I was in the organization. That's a shame everyone wears. Clown? Not you, John. Him. Holly says, I prefer to send thirst traps to men who aren't still on their parents' insurance. So,
okay.
There it is. A denial.
Okay. There you have it. So there's the answer.
An answer she didn't even need to utter just because you made something up.
I didn't make up anything.
You actually did make it up.
It was a speculation that it could possibly be the case.
That's another way of saying it's made up. My shade would be right at Luhnow. Man, get out of here.
Well,
who's looking for you?
Well, we'll find out at the bottom of the hour.
Looking for you? Who's looking for you to do an interview where all you do is say, it wasn't me?
Everybody wants that. Well, he finally responded to these horrific accusations by Major League Baseball.
People have forgotten about him. In Houston, people are like, okay, season's over. We just lost ALCS. No one's looking for Luhnow to
Man's trying to clear his name. He's innocent, Del.
To emphasize.
You don't want to clear.
My name of what?
No. Oh, the guy we had on the show. That they said the kid that's now at
Please
Eastern
don't
Michigan?
Compare the two. I'm going to ask
you
not
okay.
to. Stop
but you
it.
You don't want him to clear his name.
Jeff Luhnow
you don't
waited.
Believe him.
Jeff Luhnow.
Well, guess what?
Jeff Luhnow used the attention of an Astros ending of a playoff, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to slide right in after the Astros have been eliminated to use my story.
Explain that. He didn't want to take the spotlight away from the Astros.
Yeah, beat it.
No, that's exactly right.
Beat it.
That's exactly right.
Much like Lance,
my
beat
man
it.
Jeff Luno.
Your man
innocent,
Jeff Luno.
But oh,
why are you?
Why are you mob mentality?
Why are you all on Jeff Luno right now?
In fact, I would ask you,
why do you believe him?
Because he brought us a title. What did you bring us?
AJ Hinch didn't even show up for work yesterday.
And Jeff Luno never missed work.
Okay. He's out of work. So you're right. He doesn't have work to miss.
That's right, because he was unfairly accused. I guess I'm for the common man.
He's not the common man. He's a baseball general manager.
I'm going to be on his side. I'm not just going to throw because I think Major League Baseball, they must be right.
No. It's not about Major League Baseball being right, but don't come on TV and talk about how everything was going on in the organization. I had nothing to do with it.
Knock it off.
Like I said before, even if you didn't have anything to do with it, like you didn't say we should do this, you weren't even told, lack of institutional control. That's your team. Hmm. And they felt they could get away with it without telling you. That's on you. Bye.
Listen, you just hate the common man, that's all.
He's not the common man.
That's right. No, he's exactly the common man.
How much do you think a general
falsely
manager...
Falsely accused? I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight like Maya Moore, okay? And then maybe I'll marry him.
All right, if you want to marry Jeff Luno, go ahead.
Maybe I will.
How much do you think a general manager in baseball makes? What's the average salary, you think?
Just common man.
What's the average salary, do you think?
I don't know, $4 million, $3
million. Oh, yeah, common man.
That's right.
He's just a common man.
Versus Major League Baseball? That conglomerate? Okay. Look, no, you take that side.
He was like, some guys that I demoted were actually promoted back to their positions.
I'm just about the people.
Just throwing guys under the bus. Man.
That's all I am. All I am, you know what I am? All I'm about is American Shaman. That's all I'm about is the CBD oil. All I'm about is how water-soluble CBD American Shaman is. Look, if you're looking for the best way to fight anxiety, to fight inflammation, do you have any kind of bone problems? Do you have hip, ankle, knee? I mean, are these things bothering you? Well, the CBD oil can help you, okay? And especially the CBD oil by American Shaman, which is the best in nature and mixed with the best of science. Because they made oil water-soluble, which it's not, but it is here. And so here's the deal. This is why you want the American Shaman as opposed to any other CBD oil. What you need to do is go to shopcbdtx.com, find the location nearest you. They're not afraid to give out free samples, and they're so knowledgeable. They'll make sure that you know exactly what you're getting and put the right CBD oil in your hands. Shopcbdtx.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Hey, guys. Lance Zierlein here. And wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
I was just on the Twitch, and, you can't put, can you put my mic up in here, Del, or no? By the way, we have to cut a spot, Del. I forgot to tell you. I don't know if you heard.
No, I did not hear. What do you mean?
Okay.
Can I put you up here?
We got to do that in one of the breaks. We also got to throw shade, fire shade, in the next segment. Fire Shade Friday. That's what we're going to do. I thought Lance was white. Lance is white. John, how did Del get out of being deported yesterday? I don't know. He must have escaped from the car or something.
You guys keep talking about being deported.
Home Depot, and then apparently he was some kind of a deportation scheme, and Del was able to escape.
No. First, once again, my dad doesn't work for the government, so he can't deport anyone. He can put you on a plane and tell you can no longer live in my home, which is right. What he did to my brother a long time ago. It's not the same. There weren't any government officials to take my brother away. He can't deport me. Because I'm an American citizen, so.
Well, he kind of can.
No, he can't. He couldn't deport anyone. He doesn't work for the government.
You don't know about it.
Yes, I do know about it. You don't. Why do you think you know about stuff? What do you know about?
I know about it.
Yeah, you don't know.
I work for the government.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, so you're ICE. I guess everyone, John's a member of ICE.
Ralph says he heard that you and Holly were dating. Okay.
Ralph heard wrong.
I didn't hear that, but now I got one source. I need a confirmation.
Well, you
on
have
that
to ask
source.
Ralph who his source is before you say you have
a source. It doesn't matter. I got one source. I need two
He's
sources.
He's not a source.
Once I get two sources on this, then we've got a story.
You've been in journalism and just work in the media a long time. You still don't understand. Ralph said he heard. He didn't say he knows, so he's not a source.
Uh-huh. No. Well, he heard. So.
So what?
That is a source.
No, he isn't.
He heard it from a source.
But no. Okay? Who did he hear it from then?
Probably some of your neighbor. Maybe Granny's pissed.
Nah, Granny don't care. She knows what we're all about.
What do you mean?
She knows it ain't a long term thing. She doesn't have that much time left. So she understands.
She gets it.
No one's locking anyone
down.
Well,
I gotta hear from Holly on this one. Well, whether or not it's true.
Which one that she sends thirst traps to?
I'll tell you right now,
we're not dating.
Well, you lie, though.
No.
Jeff Luno doesn't lie. You
sure he does.
Don't trust
and
him.
Speaking of Jeff Luno, he speaks Spanish. She'd be more interested in him than me because she's looking for dudes who don't speak English.
Oh. Well, he speaks English, too, though.
Well, only when I hear him speak English, all I hear is lies. So maybe she should start speaking in Spanish. But Holly is not interested in men who speak English.
Oh, she's not?
No.
Oh, she doesn't want all that talking stuff going
no.
on?
No. If you are a 20-something-year-old soccer player or just a 20-year-old sports. I don't know. If you play sports as an athlete, she'll be interested if you speak a different language.
Mm-hmm. Alan says he can confirm what Ralph says. His source overheard Ralph's source. So
okay.
There we have it.
Everyone's overhearing everything. Okay.
Del and Holly, I've got two sources that can confirm.
This may be the dumbest thing anyone's ever tweeted at us.
Del and Holly are doing stuff.
Well, as a source, my own – I'm a definite source, considering I'm supposed to be in this relationship. Nothing's happening.
Oh, maybe Holly is your granny. That's what Tommy Stark says.
I wouldn't insult Holly by calling her granny. Granny, I've told you, Granny ain't looking for a public relationship. She just wants what she gets, and that's it.
That's it. Hey, what you got any picks this week?
NFL games?
No, college.
College? I was thinking about that. I like Alabama to cover that against Tennessee. I think it's like 21 right now. I think take Alabama to cover. That ain't going to be close.
I like Alabama 20. That, yeah, I can see that.
That one's not going to be close.
I can see that.
Would you take – now Syracuse is like a 46-point underdog to Clemson. I was listening to a podcast in the – in modern history, or maybe not modern history, but over the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years or so, when a team is a 40-plus point underdog in conference play, they have – that number has never been covered. Like, it's been covered, like, no times. The conference underdog always covers a 45-point spread. Would you be willing to take Syracuse, considering Syracuse is 1-4 and lost to Liberty at home last week, and what Clemson did to Georgia Tech – do you think they can play within that number 46?
I just don't want to take them, though. I just don't want to take those points, to tell you the truth. Not after the way I've seen Syracuse play this year and the way Clemson is playing right now. That's to me is a stay away game. I'd be pissed if it's 60-6. You know what I'm saying? And they just put 73 up last week against Georgia Tech.
Now, Dabo isn't usually one to run it up like that. Apparently, Jeff Collins, the coach of Georgia Tech, he was a new head coach there last year, and apparently he had his team doing like weightlifting drills, not really weightlifting, but mimicking weightlifting drills on Clemson's field last year, and they kind of messed it up. So allegedly, Dabo didn't like the antics, and that's why he decided, I'm going to put a number on you this year just to get you to knock it off.
How uncomfortable are those ACC meetings going to be?
I don't know. Dabo may not have that same type of passion for running it up on Dino Babers. So
yeah. Just
something to consider. Apparently Jeff Collins pissed him off last year, so he had to put a number on him this year.
Well, if it's never happened, then there's a reason that a conference game has never covered 46.
Yeah. Even like Ohio State, like now Ohio State has beaten Rutgers by that a big number before, but the number wasn't that high. They covered like 35, 40 points before, but it's never been in that 45 point range when they've done it. So when a team knows they're a 40 something point underdog, they usually cover in conference.
All right, I'm gonna take 46. That's
up to you. I'm just telling you the history.
I'm gonna take the 46. I just did it.
You're not betting on that game.
Yeah, I am. I just did it.
Well, don't blame me. I'm just giving you the numbers.
The numbers say take the 46.
Yep, it's an early game, noon, so maybe Clemson's a little sleepy. Who knows?
And you know what? You may be right about that whole I'm going to run it up on this coach.
Yeah.
How about Oklahoma's -6.5 at TCU? I got to believe Oklahoma's going to bounce out of this.
Well, they won their last game and had a week off, right?
Right. So,
and TCU, was last year's game close, TCU-Oklahoma? There was one game where I thought TCU played Oklahoma really, really tough. I got to look it up. But TCU's game is usually the Texas game, and we saw it this year. They usually beat Texas. I think I like Oklahoma here as well. I'm going to take Oklahoma to cover.
I got to like them too.
Yeah.
I mean, TCU is – I mean, you're right. They get up for they got to get up for whatever he has this mastery over Tom Herman
and Texas as a whole. He's been doing it before Tom Herman got there. But to your point, yeah, against Tom Herman, it's been really bad for Texas.
So you like Alabama to cover that big number?
I do, because we saw what they did.
21.5 now.
I don't care. Well, I don't care who's playing quarterback for Tennessee. They're not going to score.
-115
and Alabama's bad. That's not bad. They're subpar for Alabama defensively. So Tennessee might have some opportunities to run the football, but they ain't stopping Alabama. So long as Mac Jones is upright, which I think he will be throughout that game, Tennessee ain't covering anybody from Alabama. I'll put it to you this way: if LSU played this Tennessee team, the Tennessee team who can't score. Would you like that number?
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're going to be LSU offensively this year, but they have every indication of they're going to score a lot of points on everybody. I'm taking Alabama to cover if I bet. I don't bet, but that seems like a number that's too low. Who's stopping Alabama this year?
Nobody. That offense is just stupid. Stupid good. And Tennessee's a mess. Tennessee's just a mess. Anything else?
I'm just looking at the top 25 right now.
I'm staying away from that Oklahoma State game.
Yeah, that one I wouldn't touch at all. I haven't really gone through it a lot, but those are the two that popped off to me, the ones I mentioned so far. Alabama, Tennessee, and the Syracuse. The Syracuse one is just because of the oddity of all the things you have to consider. Liberty, the loss of Liberty last week. It's what Clemson did to Georgia Tech. And the fact that 40-plus point favorites in conference don't cover. Not when it's that high. Whew. But those are the two. I'd have to look at the rest of the schedule.
All right, 10:29. You know what time it is. Fire Shade Friday. Let's go. 713-780-3776. Who do you want to fire some shade at? 713-780-3776. 3776, normally reserved for Fridays, and throw shade for Thursdays, throw shade Thursday. But this week, fire shade Friday. Next, give a call.
Here's an innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Allstate Now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ins is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Order! Continue, Ms. Garner.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day.
Objection! My credit card doesn't earn double miles on every purchase.
I object to your objection. With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
Order!
And right now, earn 100,000 bonus miles when you spend $20,000 in your first year.
I'll allow it.
No further questions, Your Honor. Well, just one. What's in your wallet?
Limited time offer. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Baseball season. It comes and goes. But Crawford Bock just flows and flows. It's the Bock to drink any time of year. You don't need a reason because it's a dang good beer. You can rock the Bock at a music festival or rodeo, Shakespeare in the Park or Lowrider Car Show. It's the Bock for bonfires and happy hour, South Padre, even your next baby shower. So share a Crawford Bock anytime with your favorite gals and bros. And when baseball season comes back, let's go Stros!
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address. ForHims.com/radio. That's ForHims.com/radio for your free online visit. ForHims.com/radio.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans hospitals, because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back. All right, it's 10:34. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here and throw some shade. Well, fire some shade. Today's Friday, so we're firing some shade on Friday. Del, you have some shade that you want to throw? Do you want to start today?
I mean, I've already thrown it, but I'll let the people go first. But let's get it started.
Are you ready?
Let's throw some shade!
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
That guy's dumb because it's not really Throw Shade Thursday, isn't he? Why doesn't he have? Why don't we have a Fire Shade Friday ready for this?
Because this is the first time this has been a thing. So,
well, that guy looks stupid, doesn't he? The talking guy?
I guess so.
Yeah, he looks kind of dumb now, doesn't he? Oh, well. All right, so I'm not there. You're going to have to run this show. Let's fire some, make some shade. You ready?
Yeah, let's go to Tim first. Tim wants to throw some shade. What's up, Tim?
Hey, I want to throw some shade at John today. I'm throwing shade for your Trump-like alternative facts. Got to give people the truth, man. Biden-Harris 2020.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
You remember what alternative facts you threw out there, John?
I have no idea. Did I say something? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm voting for Alvin Kamala.
What? That's not her name.
What is it? If her mama called her.
Her mama called
Kamala,
her Kamala.
I'm going to call her Kamala.
Kamala. That's her name. Not Alvin Kamala. That's a mispronunciation of
she
a running back.
She doesn't play for the Saints. See, no. I'm so confused now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
More alternative facts from you.
I don't know. I don't know nothing about this.
Yeah, maybe you and John Clay Wolf can go to a bar in California and do what he suggested.
I'm not going to California with John Clay Wolf, that's for sure.
Okay.
Who's next?
Let's go to your buddy, Lazy J.
Lazy J.
What's going on, Johnny G? R.I.P. Rahel. Damn. Hey, buddy. Got that question for you. Hey, bro, you know what? I found out why you don't want to go to the strip club with me, bro. I was watching you on TV the other day, 90 Day Fiance, Michael from Nigeria. You like fat old white ladies, bro. They don't have those at the strip club.
My name's not Michael, and I'm not on that show, but okay. What's your shade?
Is that your family? Is that your family member?
No, not every
night. You can't refute like shade.
He's not throwing shade. He asked a question. We've gone through this before.
That's throwing shade.
No, it's not. He hasn't thrown a shade yet. We've talked about this. He asked questions, then he throws shade. No, Lazy J, not every Nigerian knows each other. Does every mixed person is a fake Laker LeBron fan like you?
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay. I plead the fifth. My quick shade this week is going to be to all the security guards that work in a guard check. Stop leaving every 5 minutes. You know y'all have deliveries coming. Stop leaving. You know, y'all lazy anyways because y'all working at a damn security guard. Come on, those are the most laziest people in the world, man.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
I mean, it's those are strong words from someone with a name, Lazy.
Yeah, that's your name, Lazy J, white guy, and you're gonna be calling out all these people.
No refuting.
I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. Is that what he's gonna do?
Yeah, that's what he's gonna do.
I just asked. Is that what he's doing?
That's what he's doing.
Okay. Well, who's next?
Let's go to the guy who gave him the name, La Raza.
Oh, La Raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Juanito G, bring back Rahizi, Delvencito!
Delvencito! I'm in my house. I got to Para tres. I got to calm down a little bit.
Para tres, gentlemen. Good morning. I appreciate that, though, Johnny G. You kept it real all the way, 100, man. Hey, I just want to give two quick shades. Actually, I want to throw some shade at the people not believing Dell taking his dad to the doctor. What he really was doing, it was he was doing a trip praying for Nigeria, bro. You know, he has to. He was rallying up the people, man. He made up a group called NWA, Nigerians with Attitude, man. So I'm gonna throw shade at those people, man. And also, I want to throw shade at my wife's family because they're having a wedding this weekend. And guess what, Johnny G? No open bar. Shade thrown.
What?
I'm throw some, make some
what?
Shade.
How are you having a wedding and no open bar?
And then you throw in is during football season?
Am I? You, why?
A whole bunch of failures
I mean,
going on.
La Raza, you can't. You know what? Boycott. That's all that is. You're going to do it during the football season. And you're not going to have an open bar?
Treat that wedding like it's the Eyes of Texas. Don't do
I
it.
I ain't showing up.
Nope.
That's all. Oh, my goodness. That is terrible. All right. 713-780-3776. Who's got it? Who wants it? 713-780-3776. Dell?
We're going to go with Ben. Ben wants to throw some shade.
Hey, what's up, boys? RIP to the OG Raheel. Today I'm throwing shade at my boys, Matt, Joe, Silas, and Bender. Why y'all trying to buy a house? Y'all can't even pay off y'all fantasy dues. Come on.
make some shade.
Well, he makes a point. You can't.
He does.
You can't even pay off what you lost in fantasy. How you gonna buy a house together?
Come on, stop. 713-780-3776. Who wants one?
Let's go with Aaron. Aaron wants to throw some shade. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Hey, I like to throw some shade. Yesterday, went to go have some wings, and they had the debate on, and I asked our waitress if we can put the subtitles in the debate. She said we can't have alcohol and politics at the same time and automatically changed it. I was like, what the hell? But yeah, throw that shade at it, man.
Make some shade.
So you had the TV on for the debate, but you wouldn't provide subtitles.
She had it on, but then, yeah.
When someone actually, you know, was interested in what you put on the television, you decided, no?
Huh.
Interesting way to do have a business going. Right. Your customer, I guess, is not right in this case.
Customer sucks. Okay.
Well, they already bought the wings, so I guess they already got
it. Eat your wings and shut up. That's what they said. Right? I don't know.
Sorry, Aaron.
That sounds like what they said to me.
Yeah. Shut up and eat your wings. Yep. Let's go with James. What's up, James?
I want to throw some shade at Dell. Always acting like he's too cool for everybody. I hate everybody. Come on, man. You can't be so acting so cool, non-aggressive, walking around looking like you smell like ketchup. All right, that's my shade.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't even know what
exactly my point.
I don't. What? You never made that. You never made that point.
I made that point 12 times.
What point did you make?
Mm-hmm.
What point did you make?
I made, you used to walk around thinking you're too cool and smell like ketchup or something.
I don't, you've said that a lot. I'm going to throw shade. I was going to probably save it for a little, but I'm not. James, I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. I don't think I'm too cool.
Yeah, you do.
Are you refuting?
No,
you refuting?
I'm agreeing with James.
No, you can't.
No, I'm not refuting.
You can't
I'm agreeing with James.
You can't interrupt me until I'm done.
Okay.
You can agree with James after I'm done, but don't interrupt me while I'm throwing shade. James, I don't even know what smell like ketchup means. In fact, I don't like ketchup. So you're right. I am too cool for ketchup because it ain't spicy enough for me. Sorry. The other thing is, I don't hate people. How many times do I have to say this? I don't hate people. I don't care enough about them to hate them.
Too cool.
I'm not too cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think I'm better than anyone. I just don't like you. There's a difference. And stop interrupting me, John. I wasn't done.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. I'm agreeing. I'm agreeing with Shade.
Are you done? Am I?
With James Shade.
Are you throwing shade now?
Yeah. No. I'm agreeing
with James
Shade.
Stop interrupting me.
Okay.
Don't interrupt me during my shade. You know the rules. Those are the rules. They're the rules for the reasons we have these type of things when you interrupt. I'm done with my shade, except James and John suck. That's the end of my shade. We got a couple more callers. I don't know if this is correct, but it's 409L who has some shade to throw.
Okay.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
What do you say?
Man, I want to throw some shade at AJ Hoffman. I'm tired of turning my radio off every day from 2 to 4. Come on, AJ.
Make some shade.
Well, I guess it's a combination of AJ and the guy who runs the show from 2 to 4.
I don't know. I don't know about it. Who's next?
Matt wants to throw some shade.
Hey, boys, this is Matt. My boy Ben just called in trying to throw some shade at me for not paying my fantasy bills. So this dude decided to change the rules mid-season when it affected him. So I ain't paying nothing. Suck it.
I'm throwing
there it
that
is.
Sounds like some fantasy beef right there.
Oh.
That sounds like fantasy beef. Wow.
Got a couple more people.
All right.
Looks like it's the security guard that Lady J was talking to.
All right. Let's see. Let's hear from the security guard.
Right. Yeah. This is the lazy security guard that Lazy J said about, you know what? I want to throw shade back at him. You know, he has this fake walk that he parked in the handicap. We know it's not fake there, Lazy J. That's why you got that name, Lazy J. Fake guy.
There you go. Throw some, make some shade.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, security guard.
Thank you, security guard. Lazy J. Lazy. And then who else?
Neil. Neil's our last one for the day. What's up, Neil?
JG and Delicious, good morning. Hey, I want to throw some shade at your first caller. Do you forget why we voted Trump in? Throw some shade.
Make some shade.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not sure what that means, but okay.
I don't know what that means either. All I know is we're going to finish up the week strong with News of the Weird. That's next right here. Let's do the Coors Light, Dell. Let's get the Twitch going on Coors Light. And I'll come on in, and I will answer your questions or whatever. I'm on. I'm John G975. So come on in, all you Twitchers, brought to you by Coors Light right here on ESPN 97.5.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Hey, this is Fred Fowler from The Blitz. You know how you make any sporting event a lot more interesting? You bet on it. A little wager on a baseball game and suddenly you're glued to the TV. All the fun starts at mybookie.ag. MyBookie has odds on all sports. MLB, the NBA, soccer, UFC, golf, NASCAR, and of course, football. Bet on any college football or NFL game and dial up the fun. MyBookie has thousands of bets you can play. Lines on games, props inside the games, live in-game betting, futures bets, and even odds on our country's highest office. And with MyBookie, it's simple. You bet, you win, they pay. Join today and MyBookie will double your first deposit. Just enter promo code RADIO. Make sports more interesting with MyBookie.ag. And remember, they'll double your first deposit when you enter promo code RADIO. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.ag, promo code RADIO.
Message and data rates may apply. Up to 5 messages a month. No guarantee of credit score increase. TNC and privacy policy found at possiblefinance.com/privacy.
I screwed up my credit when I was younger.
I often find myself scraping by right before rent is due.
If you need cash or are looking to rebuild credit, Possible Finance can loan you up to $500 in minutes. Good credit not required. Just text PAID to 64000 to download the Possible Finance app.
Within an hour of applying, there was money on my debit card. Where else are you going to get money at 10 p.m. on a Sunday night?
Repay the loan in installments and change your payment date with no fee.
For someone who's building credit, this is the best. My credit score went up after the first two payments.
I had trouble paying, so I moved my payment 2 weeks later without hurting my score. It helped big time.
Just text PAID to 64000 to download the Possible Finance app and get the money you need in minutes. Text PAID to 64000 to download Possible Finance. Text PAID to 64000.
At GiveMeTheVIN.com, America's best car buyer, business is booming. And our Houston office needs buyers. If you'd like to join one of the fastest growing auto groups in the country, go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and click jobs to submit your application. And if you'd like to sell your car, go to GiveMeTheVIN.com, put in your license plate number or VIN, and get the market's top dollar offer and a no-touch, trouble-free transaction from America's best car buyer.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
I'm in love with the go-go. I got it for the lolo. I'm in love with the go-go. I'm in love with the go-go.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, that was a good Coors Light Twitch segment. The people don't like Del. But apparently your dad was at Home Depot.
Yeah,
and
I heard
he was trying
that.
To get set up with Holly.
I don't know why he randomly asked that guy for Holly's number. My dad doesn't know who Holly is.
Your dad, apparently, he doesn't speak great English, right?
So no, he's
maybe
actually,
Holly would go for it.
No, he's been here too long. He speaks English great, so she wouldn't like him.
Oh. I don't know. I don't know about this. These COVID-19 rules are really getting too stringent. There was a 50-strong orgy raided mid-action by police in Madrid because of COVID-19. I mean that's just terrible. 50 people are trying to get it on, have some fun, and here the cops are ruining it because of COVID-19.
Well, we know
COVID-19 ruins everything.
In Houston, at one point, we had the drive-through strippers. They would come out, and the guys would just drive through and watch them do their thing. You spent time in Spain for school. Did you go to Madrid?
Mm-hmm. I did. I went to Madrid.
How did you frequent a strip club every now and again?
I didn't.
No,
I didn't.
So you don't know the quality.
I couldn't afford a strip club back in college.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Right.
Yeah, COVID is changing our lives in multiple ways. You can't, like, some people can't see their grandkids. You can't take your kids around your parents because they may be at risk. And other people can't go to strip club.
Or
it's affected
have
us
an orgy,
in many ways.
A 50-person orgy.
Yeah, COVID has affected us in a lot of ways, John.
In a lot of ways. I mean, I just think, well, we got to draw the line somewhere, though. Why are we going to break up the orgy? I don't know. That's just me, though.
I just keep your parts away from my parts. That's
a
all I'm asking.
A young Dublin drug courier lost a bag containing $40,000 worth of cocaine. Who do you think he called, Del?
It wasn't the police, was it, John?
It sure was, Del.
That seems like not only will you not get your cocaine back, you're just going to be someone who gets arrested and becomes a snitch.
Yeah.
Because that's not your cocaine. That cocaine belongs to someone else, and now you're going to have to drop some names.
Yeah. The incident occurred on August 16, 2018, when Mr. Barnwell got into a state of panic after he got off a train to Dublin and realized he no longer had the cocaine. He got into a dispute with security staff who refused to allow him back on the look for his lost property.
Can you imagine?
I got a problem with this.
That anxiety.
Why would you let a guy back on to look for his lost coke?
Did he explain to them that it was for coke?
I would imagine. He's telling everybody. He's told the cops. Telling everybody.
You know what? You know the anxiety you feel when you see the lights get flicked on and there's someone and there's a police car behind you. I can't imagine the anxiety when you realize you just lost that much coke and there's no way to get it back. Who you have to answer to, what your life's going to be like afterwards.
Not 40,000 with a blow.
Oof.
Oh, your life is bad.
Yeah.
That's a movie.
It is.
It's a movie right there.
It's the plot of a mid-2000s movie.
Yeah, right. Now former Sheriff's Deputy in Florida arrested Sunday. He allegedly performed an exorcism on a child, and he told another child that there were demons in his home and to shoot anyone who entered. Does that sound like great police work to you?
No, it sounds like you're asking a child to be self-sufficient, so I understand that. But, you know, firing at anyone who walks into your home is a bad look.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Isn't that more of a religious thing, an exorcism? Why are the police getting involved?
I don't know. Maybe he were sent to the house and he said, well, you got the devil in you, son.
So shoot at anyone who comes in?
Yeah, and here, you, hold my gun and shoot anybody that enters the house.
Look, I feel like I'm an expert because I watch a lot of horror movies. And shout out to – I don't care so much about the actual Halloween, but I like the fact that horror movies are everywhere for me to watch. I've never seen an officer tell a child to use a gun because there are ghosts in the house.
No, right?
I've never seen that advice. So I'm an expert. I think that's bad advice.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's bad advice. I don't know. I'm no expert, but I think that's bad advice. A British man has been jailed. Apparently, he was having sex with pet chickens while his wife filmed it.
Ooh, 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 that is so awful. That is such awful imagery. Thanks, John.
Well, here's the thing. Really? Your wife? I mean, this is the part. I think, okay, guys have, I think guys have sex with chickens all the time.
Okay. I don't, but okay.
Well, so I don't think this is, we've seen this story before. Sex man with meets chicken.
I'm glad they gave us the term pet chicken because I'm just glad this guy isn't going to other people's coops and grabbing chickens that don't belong to him to have sex with. Him.
Right, right, right. Well,
at least he's keeping it in the home.
Yeah, that if you're forcing yourself on foreign or strange chickens, then
that's
but
wrong.
Man meets chicken, chicken and man, you know, fall in love, and man has sex with chicken. I get it, but the wife filming it now that adds a layer that I didn't think I'd see. I don't think I've seen before. Do you really want your husband in that chicken? And then
who says he goes from chicken to wife? I always like to reference Chappelle. He talks about – he has a bit where guys – where they're talking about how the AIDS virus got transmitted. They said someone had sex with a monkey and then started having sex with people. He goes, if you start having sex with monkeys, that's a firm decision. You're not switching back and forth between monkeys and people. So I feel like that guy's having sex with a chicken. He's made a decision. I want chicken.
Maybe. Maybe the wife was fed up, said, here, I'll do this. He also had some child abuse porn in there. So
well, there's that.
Yeah, dude deserves to go away.
He's just a terrible person.
A pair of gay male penguins at a Dutch zoo have made a desperate bid for fatherhood, stealing an entire nest of eggs from two lesbian penguins. Do you think that the gay male penguins should be able to steal the two lesbian penguin eggs?
I think we're getting crossed up because of the labels of the penguins, the gay penguins and the lesbian penguins. The important word here is steal.
Right.
No, you can't steal. I don't care who – I don't care if you really want a child if you're a gay penguin and you see lesbian penguins and you think we can take them. You stole. That's the problem. Don't steal, penguins.
Well,
your gayness has nothing to do with it.
I think the penguin world, I think – I've seen this before. There's a lot of that gay stuff going on in the penguin world.
I'm going to ask that we end the show
right.
Because you said a lot of that gay stuff going on.
Well,
I think
mean,
that's
like this.
The way we – I know.
A lot of,
with
a
penguins.
Lot of gay stuff like this
with
going
penguins.
On.
They yeah. Yeah. I get it, but I think we're done. It's time for you to fly out to California and meet John Clay Wolf.
I'm not meeting John Clay Wolf in California. What I'm going to do is I'm going to sign off, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity, inspiring business performance. Y'all have a great weekend, everybody.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.